nights only.
Blah, 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 diabolical sound, blah, 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 F-13, blah, blah, blah.
DZ.
Blah. Jesus Christ.
That was some look you just gave me.
You know, I don't even know where to begin. Do people like this? People, are you listening to this show? Like, do you like it? Can I get some feedback on? Well, I mean, I really shouldn't even have to ask because around half of the voicemails we get are about the sound. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know what's going on around me anymore. So yeah, this is the sound. Things. I don't even know where to begin. Plus minus, I guess. I got a new job that I'm starting tomorrow. It's like the fucking third, fifth, 12th new job I've gotten in the last year. God, why am I so angry right at the start of the show?
I don't know. Did I really piss you off that much?
No, not at all. I don't know. Oh, and yeah, if you're listening to this, vote for us on Podcast Awards. Go to podcastawards.com. Fill out the form. Vote for us. Nominate us for TV and movies.
No, movie and film.
Movies and film. Vote for nominate us for movies and film. Nominate Outside the Cinema for Best Produced. And I guess you only have to do it once. You fill it out. You send it in. You're done. Until it's time to vote. Then we're going to come back to you a whole other thing. But for now, focus, people. Come on. ADD cases out there, focus. Nominate us for movies and films. Nominate Outside the Cinema for Best Produced. I suppose I should give you some content now. minus everything else. Let's see. Do you have anything for plus minus?
Well, is your minus the fact that you have to actually have a job?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, not at all. I've been going out of my mind without having a job.
Yeah, like, you have. You've.
I'm definitely. Yeah. I like.
I'm
to
glad.
Keep busy.
I am glad you have a job. So in a way, that's kind of a plus for me too.
Yeah, I'm definitely. I like to keep busy.
Oh yeah. Plus for me, we saw two really fucking great films this week.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. The films we covered on the show. And I'm actually gonna make an effort to get this show put out at the same time as the other show.
Okay.
So that it's not released like in a weird fucking, you know, like offset way and like in a month and a half and you have no idea what we're talking about. But yeah, the films that we just did on the show, Terrifying Girls High School, Lynchlaw Classroom, and The Psychic, aka Seven Notes in Black, aka Murder to the Tune of Seven Black Notes. Two great fucking movies. I enjoyed them a lot. Let's get this over with. Let's get right into the fucking crazy news. Let's see. Dad chases nude boy from daughter's room with pipe. Now, when I read that title, I knew we had to do it on the show.
Oh, my God.
Guess where it's at? Guess
Florida.
It's from Deltona, Florida. An angry Deltona father whacked his teenage daughter's boyfriend with a metal pipe after finding the boy naked in his daughter's room. Authorities say the father, 45, didn't know his daughter had a boyfriend or that the youngster had been sneaking into the home for more than a year. When he heard noises coming from his daughter's bedroom Thursday morning and saw a stranger standing naked on the girl's bed, he swung a metal pipe. He then chased the girl, chased the teen out the front door and called police. The boy was taken to the hospital where doctors closed a head wound with staples. The father was charged with aggravated battery on a child and bonded out on $10,000. That kid is done. He can never see this girl ever again. And you know what? More than that, I have to tell you this. I wouldn't want to see her again after that. I'd be like, bitch, your dad fucking opened a gash on my head. Fuck this.
So bad that I had to get staples.
Fuck this. And I can't ever get anywhere near you because of what just happened. Your dad will kill me if he sees me ever again. Like, even in public. Like, I'd be walking around with a big hood and some stunner shades and my hat pulled down real, real low so nobody could see my face.
Wow. Read that title again.
Dad chases nude boy from daughter's room with pipe.
That just sounds so wrong.
On so many different levels, I know. But I'm trying not to make the obvious jokes.
But I don't even know how to spin that. That's just, wow.
You know,
and it is. You know what the thing is? It doesn't just happen in Florida. I mean, as much shit as we talk about Florida, something like this can happen anywhere.
I don't even know how many fucking girls' rooms I've snuck out of. I've never been caught and chased, but I've definitely jumped out of a couple of windows.
But you're skipping over one thing. I'm sure you've run outside naked before.
Yeah, but that didn't have anything to do with anything like this. That was just for fun. Let's see. Hallucinogenic chocolates doom Berlin sweet shop. This was another one of those things where it's like, fuck, how do I not cover this?
Wow, okay.
Berlin, stories from Reuters, by the way, so it's true. Police closed down a Berlin sweet shop after discovering the owner was selling chocolates and lollipops laced with hallucinogenic mushrooms and marijuana. The 23-year-old owner of the shop in the trendy East Berlin district of Prenzlauer Berg, an area known for its vibrant nightlife, was taken into custody on suspicion of drug dealing. In the shop, we found 120 pieces of magic mushroom chocolate and countless cannabis lollipops. Said police who confiscated around 70 sachets containing various drugs, about 20 marijuana joints, a range of pills, and some jars of drug-laced honey. Police said one customer who appeared intoxicated was arrested after trying to buy a bag of hallucinogenic mushrooms from an officer in the shop. You see, it's always the fucking drug-addled fucking lunkheads that ruin everything for everybody. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, God, you're stupid. And you know what? I bet it really didn't even have anything to do with the drugs. I bet that guy was just an idiot, period. Now, listeners, I'm not promoting the use of drugs. I'm not against it. Do what you do. I'm not here to tell anyone how to live or whatever. I personally am clean and sober. F-13 in 2008.
What's Mary Joanna?
Don't worry about it. You have anything to say about this?
Wow.
Yeah, seriously.
But it just reminds me of Coke back in the day. The drink, Coca-Cola.
Okay.
You give it a little bit extra, people keep coming back.
Okay, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Laced with... Oh, never mind. The audience gets it, you don't.
Mom allegedly uses daughter's ID to be cheerleader. This is
this
pathetic.
Sounds so creepy.
Green Bay, Wisconsin. A 33-year-old woman stole her daughter's identity to attend high school and join the cheerleading squad, according to a criminal complaint filed against the woman. Wendy Brown of Green Bay faces a felony identity theft charge after enrolling in... Ashwaubenon High School, fucking Wisconsin, as her 15-year-old daughter, who lives in Nevada with Brown's mother. According to the complaint, Brown wanted to get her high school degree and become a cheerleader because she didn't have a childhood and wanted to regain a part of her life that she missed. Oh my God. Brown allegedly attended cheerleading practices before school started, received a cheerleader's locker, and went to a pool party at the cheerleading coach's house.
That's extra creepy.
The $134.50 check Brown gave to the cheerleading coach for her uniform bounced.
Oh, that's probably what did her in.
Probably, yeah. A high school employee, Kim Demony, told authorities that the woman posing as the teen seemed very timid. Demony told her she was not good at math and even cried when she talked about moving from Paramount Valley High School in Nevada. Demony said she looked older than a student but had the demeanor of a high school girl. School liaison officers started investigating after Brown only attended the first day of classes last week. The assistant principal, Dirk Ribbons, later learned Brown's daughter was enrolled in a Prompt Valley High School. Ribbons also spoke with Brown's mother, who told him she had custody of the girl. She said Brown has a history of identity theft crimes.
Oh.
Wow. Brown made her first court appearance Friday by video conference. The judge set bond at $8,000. If convicted, she could face up to 6 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. Wow.
You know, this is not the first cheerleading scandal I've ever heard locally, right, as in the high school in the town that I live in.
Right.
The cheerleading coach, or at least one of them, because there's usually more than one,
yeah,
was stealing money from the parents.
Stealing money how?
As in she would say, oh, go ahead and write the check out either to cash or to me.
Oh,
and
she was embezzling.
She was embezzling.
Right. Fucking scumbags.
For years. And that's the actually more frightening thing.
Right.
2 years in a row, she did this. So she got, like, I think $20,000 in total out of it.
Goddamn.
Yeah. Cheerleading uniforms are not cheap.
I'd imagine.
But they only discovered it because the company that they got the cheerleading uniforms from called the school and said, hey, we haven't gotten a payment for the last ones. And, you know, they went ahead as a show of good faith, sent the new cheerleading uniforms. But apparently there were some other issues. And now it's like the scramble to get – this is a couple of years ago, but the scramble to help these poor kids out.
Wow, cheerleading uniforms aren't cheap. Now I feel really bad about all the ones I've ruined over the years. Okay, that wasn't as fun as I thought it would be.
Yeah, but breaking into a store, that's also against the law.
Good point. Dutch on edge as horror dentists go on trial. In Amsterdam, Netherlands, just thinking about it is enough to rattle your teeth. The Dutch media are enthralled by the trials of two men dubbed the horror dentists. They were caught separately practicing without licenses and, according to the allegations, without much skill either. Amsterdam prosecutors say the 64-year-old Hak Tong Hui permanently ruined the teeth.
Say that again.
Hak Tong Hui permanently ruined the teeth of at least 10 patients after losing his license in 2004. Cui denies malpractice, saying he only took acceptable risks. When prosecutors called on victims to come forward last year, hundreds responded. Prosecutors say he billed for phantom procedures, tried to pass off a synthetic filling as a crown, improperly placed multiple bridges in the mouth of one patient, and used dirty tools. In the other case, 55-year-old Ben Verlinden was sentenced to 4 months by judges in Harlem on Friday for there's a lot of A's, Harlem, on Friday for mistreating four patients after having been stripped of his license in 2001. He'd been banned twice before for mistakes that prosecutors said included drilling teeth to bits. God, that just makes my fucking spine rattle.
Now, don't think that you can't go to your dentist, your trusted dentist, but fucking look into it. Like anything else, especially when someone's going to open up your mouth.
Is it safe?
Is it safe? Indeed.
Is it safe?
That's I thought you were going one way with it, and I was like, that, you know, he wouldn't have picked this one. That would have been too obvious.
Yeah.
But you went the other way, and that's, I'm kind of, my stomach has turned a little bit
seriously
more.
When medical investigators tried to catch him at his offices last year, he fled via a fire escape. He was caught later, instruments in hand. At one point, see, that's the thing. He fled and still practiced. Found another place to practice and was still practicing, and they eventually caught him.
Just like cheerleader mom, these people just don't get it.
Right. It's like, stop it already. Stop it.
Stop trying to live in this fucking altered reality in your head.
At one point, according to the Volkskrant newspaper, Verlinden was able to get work by using somebody else's registration number, that of his twin brother, who was also a dentist. Jesus Christ, this is a movie.
This is a movie in the making.
This is somebody fucking option this and make a good movie, or a horrible one. Either way, we'll review it on the show and give it two thumbs down. Real quick, I just want to go over a man suspected of sausage and spice attack set free. Now, did you hear about this? The guy that broke into someone's house and was robbing it, whacked one guy over the head with a summer sausage from not Pepperidge Farms, from
Gallo,
whatever. But the long pepperonis, whacked one guy in the head with a summer sausage and rubbed spices all over the other guy's like face and chest or whatever, and then ran away giggling. And the cops found him with his in his underwear and socks, like down the road, hiding in a bush somewhere.
Well, hold on. I've never understood this. Having watched Cops a couple times, right. Why is it that the criminals, somehow their clothes disappear?
Man. Well, it just depends on what you were doing when you decided to start running. Sanger, California, a man suspected of breaking into the home of two California farm workers, rubbing spices into the face of one man, and smacking another with an 8-inch sausage has been set free.
This sounds like the next type of genre film.
Prosecutors say they do not have enough evidence.
Spice assault.
Prosecutors say they don't have enough evidence to file criminal charges against 21-year-old Antonio Vasquez. He was released from Fresno County Jail on Tuesday. Sheriff's Lieutenant Ian Berman says Vasquez was found hiding in a field wearing only a T-shirt, boxers, and socks after the Saturday morning attack.
That's good.
Vasquez is also accused of stealing $900 for the home.
For the phone.
It's just
his bill,
like,
was that high.
You know what they said about it? Like, the sausage he hit the other guy with, he tossed it and a dog ate it, so they don't have any weapon. They don't have a weapon to...
I don't think I've ever heard a sequence of words like that before.
I know, seriously, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, that shit is really fucking.
But something. You know those sausages that you're talking about, like the hard salami.
Yeah.
You know, great stuff. It tastes great.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That stuff is definitely a weapon.
Yeah, you could definitely hurt somebody with that. I've always wanted to hit someone with one of those, a giant baguette, or like a big fish, like by the tail, and just whack someone with a salmon or something like
kinda
that.
Kind of like when you go to Pike's Place and you see him tossing the gigantic fishes around.
Possibly.
You are about to hear from the man, the myth, the legend himself, DZ. DZ. DZ.
I'm a little pubic lass.
DZ. DZ. DZ.
She had a hair on her butt cheek.
DZ. DZ.
The master of the flying guillotine.
DZ. DZ.
All right, what do you got for us this week?
Well, you've probably heard some of these accounts of they're investigating whether or not dogs can actually smell cancer in people.
I have heard of that, yeah.
Okay, and I remember reading a few years back that dogs apparently can detect when someone's having a diabetic, you know, going into diabetic shock.
Really? Now, that I'd not heard of.
This is all supposed to. They haven't done substantial research to really justify it.
Okay, allegedly.
Well, it's all, you know, alleged. They are researching it, so right. It's interesting because it's completely possible that there's a metabolic change and right. You could end up having ketosis and smelling different.
Right.
But, you know, we haven't determined it yet.
Right.
Well, last year, I heard about this cat who apparently could detect when someone was going to die.
Oh, I did hear about this. Yeah, the cat would go. He lived in a hospital, and he would go and curl up next to that person, and then they would be dead in the span of a couple hours. Now,
it got to the, hold on. Did you know that it got to the point where they were actually, when the cat would go cuddle up to someone, they would notify the family,
next of kin, and they call someone to give the last rites?
Yeah, which is questionably ethical.
But you know what I think it was? I think the cat was getting onto their chest and stealing their breath. And if you've not seen that movie, you have no idea what I'm talking about. And I'm not going to mention what it is. You just lose. You miss out.
You lose for not knowing.
You should have seen the fucking movie, by the way.
Get all of our fucking references.
Seriously. Get all of our references.
Well, I was kind of thinking about the cats I've had. You know,
right.
You know, because you do when you hear about stuff like this. You know. My sister had a cat named Fiero because it was orange. Don't ask. Well, we had several cats. But anyway, this cat in particular... Loved to chase water coming out of sprinklers,
okay,
which is weird. And he also was addicted to mentholatum.
Mentholatum?
As in the rub that you put on when you're sick.
He would eat it?
Yes.
Ew.
Which I can't imagine being good for a cat, but he lived quite a while.
Right, yeah.
Well, anyway, let's put it this way. My stepmother, she was really sick when she was going through the divorce, blah, blah, blah. And he would basically kind of attack her when she would have this stuff on. And just lick her, and just kind of drive her crazy. He would also attack the trash if he found tissues. Mm-hmm. I mean, this cat was addicted. He was a fucking mentholatum junkie.
He wouldn't bite at it. He would lick it up.
He would basically lick it up. But it would wake her.
Does she still have that cat?
No. Oh, no. That's not where you want to put mentholatum, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I just thought about that. That would be really, really bad.
Okay. I just saved you.
I've actually kind of done that before with hand sanitizer. Well, whatever. The point being.
Wow.
Now continue your story.
Icy hot? Little strange action there?
No, it was hand sanitizer. Okay. But I didn't have time to take a shower, so I thought I would. But we're getting off the point.
This is not me saying this here. I'll point that out.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Anyway, so I was thinking story-wise, this would be kind of interesting. What if you had these murderers, or not murders, you have these people dying.
Right.
And they keep thinking, oh, well, they're dying of natural causes because they're older or whatever.
Right.
And, it always seems to happen with this cat. So everybody's kind of focused on, ooh, the phenomenon of this cat. People will make cults to anything. So, right. I mean, what the fuck? Why not a cat who can apparently predict death? But what if in the story, the movie or whatever, the pullback situation is you find out that this guy is rubbing mentholatum on people, and that's what the cat is addicted to. So and then he's killing them later on, like the Angels of Death. Have you ever heard of them?
Yeah, the nurses.
The nurses.
For those of you that don't know, the Angels of Death are nurses that put people out of their, quote unquote, put people out of their misery.
Which, by the way, was part of the inspiration for the Annie Potts character in Misery by Stephen King.
Right.
But along with it, Chuck Palahniuk has written about it as well.
Palahniuk?
Palahniuk. You know what their downfall was?
What?
They were actually talking about it in a bar when they got a little drunk.
Oh,
and a doctor overheard it. The downfall of people is stupidity, isn't it? I mean, we've demonstrated that this episode.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking, kind of story-wise, would if you could, of course, direct it and construct it properly, doesn't that sound like the basis of a pretty interesting mystery?
It would, because it would, kind of raise intrigue, like the cat can predict who's going to die. What's
and
going on
And that's the
with
focus.
That?
And at first, you're probably thinking, you're kind of getting lulled in that false sense of security of the story where it's like, this can't be where this is really going, is it? Because you're really waiting for that twist, and then
it would have to be something like the guy would like inject them with something where they would have an allergic reaction, but not where you couldn't count, you couldn't detect it. Some kind of thing where when the cat comes, that's what kills them, but unbeknownst to the cat.
You mean make it more elaborate where it's
more
like
elaborate,
a reaction to, it's like it makes them super allergic to the cat itself, the cat dander?
Maybe not allergic, because it'd have to be something that couldn't be detected in the patients. This is all, of course, patent pending, and if I catch any of you plagiarizing our ideas, we will kill you, and that's not an idle threat. We will kill you.
Yeah. We will find you, and we will cat fuck you.
What?
I don't know where I was going with that.
Okay, that's enough from you.
But I just thought that was kind of it's an interesting combination because I have apparently had strange animals as
pets. It is, and I have to say, I'm very impressed by the fact that your segment has never included the same thing more than once. It's always way different, off the wall ideas, and again, totally different from anything else we've ever heard.
You didn't
from
expect
you.
This, did you?
Not at all. But then again, I never expect anything that comes up on
the sound.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Or is it coming from me?
Or you, either way.
Really?
Either way in both. But at any rate, we're out of time. trying to keep it kind of short because we're running out of space on our hosting account. So,
oh, are we? Yes, we are.
Yeah, vote for us. I mean, nominate us at podcastawards.com.
Very clear. We are in the nomination process
right now. It's only one thing. You fill out the form, you send it in, and that's it. One time only. You nominate us for movies and film. You nominate Outside the Cinema for Best Produced, and anyone else you want to, if you feel a need. But those are the two that we want you to nominate.
There's other categories. We got friends.
There's other categories. I mean, I've not been spoken to by anybody about any specific, you know, nominations. But, you know, those
you
are
the would be
ones.
Awesome if the Gentleman's Guide to Midnight Cinema got nominated for entertainment.
Yeah, they got nominated for Best Vaporware Podcast.
Vaporcast?
Vaporcast. Non-existent. Best
of Duke. We're giving them a lot of shit, aren't we?
Duke Nukem Forevercast.
You know, we're gonna. You know what we should do? We're gonna keep giving them shit until they fucking release their show.
And then long after that, I mean, come on.
Okay, well, no,
that's
yeah,
what we do to everybody that we love. That's what we do to everybody that we love.
Yeah, this is a special fuck you to Samurai and Big Willie.
Oh, right in the butt.
Right. Mm.
Delicious.
Sideways.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what the hell's going on anymore. Yeah, so nominate us for...
And then, eventually, the voting begins, correct?
And then the voting begins, and that's when you can vote every day. See, I was, like, confused as to the process, but that's what it is. You nominate us once, and you don't have to do it again. And then the voting starts, and we'll cover that when that happens. But that's not going to be until October, I believe.
I would say that it probably happens right after. Maybe there's a week gap when they kind of get things together.
Maybe. It's sometime in October because the nomination process goes up until September 31st.
You can be sure we'll keep you posted.
We definitely will. We really like to. And you know what? If you guys get us nominated, at the very least just nominated, we'll definitely do something special for you.
Oh, yeah.
We'll really try to do some special stuff for you because we love you guys.
That's what this show is for.
Yeah. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next week.
Goodbye.